The terms I'm going to use the term IRA. It does include 401ks. A lot of these statutes also apply to 403b, so you can read the statute in the paper regarding this. The plan participant is the employee, the person who set up and funded the IRA, and then the plan administrator is the company that administers that IRA. RBD will stand for required beginning date. This is the date on which the participant must start taking distributions. So it was 70 and a half. Under the Secure Act, it's now 72. RMD is required minimum distribution. DB is designated beneficiary. EDB is eligible designated beneficiary. So the general rule is when the participant dies, the IRA will go to whoever is named on the beneficiary form. So, of course, it doesn't go through the will if a beneficiary is named. The beneficiary may have a primary and contingent beneficiary. If the participant doesn't name anyone on the form, then the contract rules will govern whether that goes to their estate or heirs or other people. So let's imagine Marilyn Mort. So she was married to Henry, who is now deceased. She also has a daughter, Annie, kind of like Allison that just spoke. Her daughter, Annie, is 27, and she's a person with a disability, and she's receiving SSI and Medicaid. She's got a son, Ben, who is age 21. He's in college. He does not have a disability. Marilyn's main assets are a $1 million IRA and a $1 million life insurance policy. She wants to use that IRA to fund her child's care. She wants to maximize the tax-deferred growth. So right now, her beneficiary designation says 75% to Annie and 25% to Ben. That's the allocation that she would like. If she leaves that IRA to Annie outright, Annie has two options. First of all, she can cash it out within 5 years. So any beneficiary can do that, and she'll pay income tax on that whole amount. Or she can stretch it to an inherited IRA. So we're going to be talking about the old law first, and then we'll talk about the Secure Act. If she cashes out that IRA, she's got $750,000. That will put her in the highest income tax bracket of 37%. That would leave her with $472,500. She also probably would lose her SSI and Medicaid. But in this case, Annie is under guardianship, so she does not have the legal capacity to manage that money. So there may have to be a guardianship of the estate, 1301 management trust. Something may have to occur. So cash out may not be a good option for her. Secondly, she could, instead of cashing it out, she can choose to do a stretch IRA. This would give her tax-deferred growth for her lifetime. She would have required distributions that would be based on her life expectancy according to the IRS chart. She would pay income tax on those annual distributions plus any additional distributions that she makes. But she gets tax-deferred compounding, and that can increase the value significantly. So I went to the Schwab website. They have a beneficiary RMD calculator, and I'm told that this is pretty accurate. If that account were to earn 6%, this shows that that account could grow to about $2.3 million. So just to recap, if she cashes it out, she ends up with $472,500. If she does the stretch IRA, she could potentially have $2.3 million. So it's a huge difference in what she gets. So it's obviously more complicated than this, but this is just to illustrate a point of the difference between those two options. So the problem, again, is if she does the stretch IRA, she may require a guardian of the estate to manage it. And of course, those required distributions could disqualify her from benefits. She may put that into a first-party trust, but then that's got a Medicaid payback provision. And in this case, Annie has received a lot of medical care through Medicaid, and it could end up that a lot of that account goes to Medicaid upon her death. But all of these problems can be solved if we plan ahead properly. Stretch IRAs. So when a participant dies, the beneficiary has two options. They can cash it out. Any beneficiary can cash out within 5 years. If the beneficiary is a, quote, designated beneficiary, then they can put it into a stretch IRA. So designated beneficiary is not It doesn't mean the person listed on the form. That does not qualify somebody as a designated beneficiary. To be a DB, they must be a human individual. It cannot be an estate or trust. An estate or a charity. A trust can be a DB if it qualifies as a see-through trust. Non-designated beneficiaries would be estates or charities or a trust that does not qualify as a see-through trust. If they are a designated beneficiary, a DB, they can do the stretch. After the participant dies, they would take annual required distributions, and those RMDs would be based on the life expectancy of that beneficiary according to the IRS single life table. And I did attach that to your paper. So under this chart, Annie's life expectancy is 55.3 years. So that would end up with a distribution the first year of $13,562. And you can see the additional distributions that she would get according to that chart. On the chart we've got there, that light green on the top of the curve, that shows the required distributions. And if you go to a calculator on the internet, it will show you what the distribution would be each year. Again, this is assuming a rate of return of 6%. So not perfect numbers, but it gives you an idea of how this could work.